Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. Recently, I was listening to a productivity podcast that talked about one of the barriers that productive people face is the barrier called limiting beliefs. Now, when I heard that, I thought, man, there's so much practical application to that. Now, I don't know if you know the phrase limiting beliefs, but what I found with walking through life with so many people around me is that one of the fiercest battles that all of us fight is the battle for how we think. We all have beliefs. We've got beliefs about God, about self, about others and the world around us. And if we're not careful, we'll let limiting beliefs, false beliefs, keep us from experiencing all that God has for us. Now, to illustrate this, there's a lot of limiting beliefs out there. What I want to do today is rattle off some of the top ones I've seen, heard, or even thought myself. And I want to ask you during this podcast to see if you recognize some of these in yourself. Recognize, do you view yourself this way, or do you view God this way, or the world around you? And then to begin to think about changing your mind. So here's just some of them. Here's some of the top ones, limiting beliefs that are holding you back. I don't have what it takes. I'm not a leader. I can't have real deep friendships. The structure at work is holding me back. We don't have enough money. I'm not paid enough. I'm too old to change. I'm too young to lead at a high level. I've always been this way. I've always been depressed. People don't get it. I never seem to know what to do next. I can't leave now, but I might get fired if we make these changes. Work always comes first. I can't go to therapy. It's hard for me to celebrate another person's success. I haven't gone to school for that. I want everyone to like me. I need to understand everything before we begin. I need to be consulted on all the key decisions. Other people, they're just more spiritual than I am. It's my fault. It's not my fault. My spouse is done with it all. I stopped caring a long time ago. I can't. You get the idea. I could go on and on and on, but these are limiting beliefs, and this honestly is just scratching the surface. Here's what I want to remind us of today, that if we're going to change our lives, we're going to have to change our minds. We've got to change the way that we think. I love what Paul reminds us in Romans 12 in the first two verses. He says, "So, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he's done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." Verse 2, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Did you catch that in verse 2? He reminds us that God transforms us into a new person by changing the way we think. And so I want to encourage you to identify, are there any limiting beliefs in that list that have been holding you back? And I want to give you the encouragement that a second century pastor, a guy named Clement of Alexandria, gave us a long, long time ago. He said, "Let us remove the ignorance and the darkness that spreads like a mist over our sight, and let us get a vision of the true God." That's my prayer for you today, is that you would see things the way that he sees them, and that that would change everything, that you would take those limiting beliefs and transform them into liberating truths. Well, honestly, that's all the time we have for today, but I want to encourage you to join me for Thursday's edition of this podcast, where we'll talk about the flip side. How do you take limiting beliefs and transform them into liberating truths, and what difference would that make in your life? But until then, I hope you have a great day, and I hope you'll join us for tomorrow's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.